Welcome, everyone. A very happy day here at the NovaCare Complex for the Philadelphia Eagles and for the man next to me, Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, signs a contract extension, keeps him in Philadelphia through the 2021 season. Zach, congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
There's not supposed to be security here in the NFL. You've got some. How's it feel?
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. I think that, I mean, the most important thing is that I have the ability to stay in Philadelphia where I started my career. Hopefully I end my career here as well. And I'm really excited for the next 5 to 6 years.
Was it culture shock coming from the West Coast initially to Philadelphia?
Yeah, definitely. I think at first, I mean, the weather was the big, that first year we had the snow game in 2013, mm-hmm. and that was a shock. I never played in really terrible rain. And then to finally play in terrible snow was kind of eye-opening, but I think it's toughened me up, and I love being in Philadelphia.
Zach, why do a deal rather than kind of wait until the market goes up and the dollars go up?
Yeah, I mean, you could look at it both sides. I mean, in this sense, the deal was right for me and my family at this time. The risk of injury is paramount in the NFL. There's always risk for that, so I don't have to think about that. And now this offseason, there's no stress going into, hey, am I going to be in Philadelphia for the next 5 years? And ultimately, I feel very fortunate to do the deal that I did, and I couldn't be more happy.
Are you a lavish, I mean, you've got the beautiful suit, the beautiful Eagles green tie. Are you a lavish spender?
No. I've been raised the right way to focus on things that matter. It feels like any other day to me. The financial security is not the reason I play the game. I play the game for winning games and hopefully bringing a Super Bowl back to Philadelphia.
All right, let's talk about football in the Philadelphia Eagles, new coaching staff. Does it feel, I know you've met Doug, does it feel like a new beginning here?
In a sense, I mean, I think there definitely is some familiarity. He did bring some coaches back, which I think will help as well, especially in my position. My tight ends coach is back, Justin Peele, so I'm really excited to continue to work with him and improve my game.
What has Justin been for you? What has he meant for you? And I believe this. I believe coaches are so important to players, and a good coach can make or break a player.
Yeah, he's been huge for me, especially in the blocking side of the game. As a tight end, you got to be able to block in this league, and he's put a huge emphasis on that aspect for me in particular, because the receiving stuff has come more naturally to me in the past. I thank him for the majority of my success on the blocking side of the ball here.
You think that's where the greatest improvement has been, rather than setting up routes and setting up defenders and catching the football?
I think I've improved that aspect as well, but I think the biggest jump that I've made in a player, and I think it was reflected in my playing time last year, was the improvements I've made as a blocking tight end.
Zach, in Kansas City with Doug Peterson's offense, Travis Kelce made the Pro Bowl. I mean, you've obviously been featured here. Do you have a sense of what is going to change for you with this offense?
I honestly have no idea. I haven't talked to Doug about any offensive strategies or anything like that, but all I know is I'm excited. They use Travis in a multitude of ways, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What do they do? They move him around the formation?
Yeah, they moved him all over the place. They got him the ball in space, which as a player you always want that ability to have and that option to have, and he's been a huge playmaker for them the past 2 years, and I'm really excited about how they're going to use me in this offense.
When you were a kid growing up watching this position, the tight end position, what it is from then to now. I mean, yeah. You're really a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
But you have to, with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, technically, yeah. I mean, the receiving part of a tight end has definitely grown over the past 10 years. I mean, there were tight ends. Chad Lewis, he was a tight end that made the Pro Bowl with 40 catches. And I had 75 this year and not in the Pro Bowl, obviously. So I'm really excited about the future. The evolution of the tight end has grown a lot, and it's going to continue to grow.
What's next for you in terms of wanting to improve parts of your game?
Yeah, just being more consistent. Every aspect I can improve, that's how I'm going to go into this offseason and every offseason in particular, but just being more consistent. I had a few drops this year that I want to eliminate from my game. Totally, obviously, there's going to be one here and there, but I think I can improve that part of the game. And, I mean, as a team, 7-9 is not acceptable in our eyes, so I think as a team we're really excited about next year.
I know the question of quarterback is one that you've answered a million times. I got to ask you again, do you have a feel for what you would like to see happen with Sam?
I mean, obviously, I want Sam back. He's an unbelievable person. He's an unbelievable player in my eyes. I think the chemistry I developed and Jordan kind of developed at the end of the year, as well as some of the other guys developed, could go a long way. But at the same time, I'm staying out of that. I have no idea what's going on with them. And whatever they decide is going to be the best decision for the team.
I realize today is a pit stop for you, Zach. I know you're not going to be here the whole offseason. Any big plans for the offseason?
I'm taking a little vacation this week. I'm going out to Mexico after this. But it was previously planned. So
I understand. we're not blowing the big money in Mexico.
And then I'm just going to be grinding in Northern California. I'm really excited about this offseason. There's no stress about my future or anything like that, and I'm really excited to be in Philadelphia.
Have you watched the playoffs?
I have painfully watched them.
Is it painful for you?
It is. I mean, honestly, you hope everybody loses.
Obviously, I feel the same way.
Obviously, there's going to be one winner.
And that will be?
I don't know. I mean, I've been picking against the Panthers every time. They're a good team. I mean, Luke Kuechly is probably the best defensive player, in my opinion, in the league right now that I've played against. But Denver's defense is playing at another level. I haven't really played against them. I played against them as a rookie, but I didn't really play against them primarily. So it's going to be an unbelievable game, and I hope Peyton kind of gets one more for him.
Yeah.
And that's who I'm going with.
One of the all-time greats.
Exactly.
Hey, and you're going to be one of the all-time greats
exactly.
when it's all said and done
exactly.
here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Zach Ertz, a contract extension, keeps him an Eagle. Through 2021, we thank you for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.